This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
D'Amico Ryan's talking about, which I believe this, by the way. I think Nick Caserio's got some thick skin when it comes to cutting guys. I think in a weird way, I think Nick probably enjoys it a little bit. D'Amico, I think, is a guy that it hurts his damn feelings to have some of the conversations that he has with these guys. But the Texans are at practice, and some of the news coming out of practice this morning, one of the big nuggets here is Cam Robinson, $12 to $14 million left tackle signed to replace Laremy Tunsil. I would have thought he would be a lock left tackle no matter what they did elsewhere. He has been injured for an extended period of time. He came back today and was on the practice field. Now, the in his absence, again, it was an extended period of time, Arionte Ursary, the rookie that they drafted this year, rookie tackle that they drafted this year out of Minnesota, who was getting a lot of run at right tackle, he bumped over to left tackle, and he has impressed. He has impressed in Cam Robinson's absence. And so the thought was, when Cam Robinson comes back, what happens? Well, take it for what it's worth. They have been juggling the starting offensive line. But today, Arionte Ursary was with the ones at left tackle. Titus Howard stayed at right tackle with the ones. And then on the inside, you had Laken Tomlinson at left guard, Jake Andrews at center, and a competition is going on at that right guard position. It's Ed Ingram and Juice Scruggs. And now we know Juice Scruggs' value to me, guys, is the fact that he can play all three interior positions. You know, it's kind of like Titus Howard. I think Titus Howard is worth his contract at right tackle if they would leave him there. But the part of paying Titus Howard that makes me really comfortable is, well, Titus Howard can play left tackle, left guard, right tackle. So you've got a guy that literally can play, and he's proven he can go from right tackle to left guard, which it doesn't get any more difficult. Right? You switch hands. You go from playing right-handed to left-handed. You go from outside to inside. I mean, it doesn't get any harder. Only thing you can do to make his career more difficult right now is asking him to play center, on a whim, right? So you've got some guys in there that the value is you can play multiple positions. Here's what I said coming into this, Luke. I think Ed Ingram holds the keys, if you will, to the Texans' ability to fix their O-line issues. And here's why. We've already seen it come to fruition to a certain degree, right? Because Juice Scruggs wasn't giving anybody any confidence this far in camp. I mean, is he a good depth player that can play multiple positions? Yes. I think they'd be uncomfortable as hell if they were having to rely on Juice Scruggs right now on either at either guard or center or the center position. I think they, for one reason or another, whether it's the physical technique mechanics that he lacks or it's the inability to communicate or whatever it was keeping him from playing center last year when it didn't seem like anybody wanted a job, right? I think this is an Ed Ingram conversation for me. If what we saw on Saturday night with Ed Ingram in a sense of bringing the physicality, literally appearing to be cut from the cloth of what D'Amico Ryans wants this offensive line unit to look like, if that is who Ed Ingram is, one, it's going to go a long way because, again, that's what the mentality that they want to overtake this offensive line room, no doubt about it, okay? But here's where the Ed Ingram part of this thing is significantly more important than we're giving it credit for. If Ed Ingram can play right guard, if he can play right guard, if he is your right guard, I mean, there's no There's no, if he can play your right guard with this, 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 and that happen. No, no. If Ed Ingram can prove that he is a right guard that you can go to battle with and you feel like you improve your overall offensive line with, the ripple effect is tremendous for the Houston Texans.
Yes!
Tytus Howard plays right tackle. The only way Tytus Howard plays right tackle is if somebody can prove that they can handle the right guard duties. If Ed Ingram can handle the right guard duties, then Tytus Howard can play right tackle. And guess what? If Tytus Howard can play right tackle, your second round tackle that you drafted this year that clearly embodies everything that D'Amico Ryans wants this offensive unit, their mindset to be, and has the ability to go out there and do it, Arionte Ursery, guess what that means? He can play left tackle. So guess what that means?
Versatility.
Well, there's some versatility there, but that means you got some decisions to make on whether you want to keep Cam Robinson around here, right? But let's say this. I don't know what's best or worst, to be honest with you, but the scenarios that you have, scenario A, Cam Robinson, $12 to $14 million is a swing tackle for you, or he's a backup tackle for you, and you got Trent Brown waiting if he ever decides he's going to play football and is healthy. Right, and you got Blake Fisher, who played better last week and may be turning the corner. According to Nick Caserio, he's made some good progress in the last week. Right? Or you've got Cam Robinson at left tackle and your rookie's not quite ready yet. He got beat a couple of times at practice on sacks, so he may not be ready. But he's not ready yet, and he can be your swing tackle, and you go Cam Robinson and Tytus Howard. The point is, my overall point in this, Luke, is that without that right guard position, Ed Ingram right now appears to be the one that is taking the bull by the horns there. Without somebody stepping up and proving they can play right guard, I don't know that any of this is possible. You're stuck in a position where Tytus has to play right guard. You're stuck in a position where Arionte Ursery or Blake Fisher have to play right tackle, and Cam Robinson has to stay healthy and has to be your left tackle. Right? The Ed Ingram piece here, the right guard piece here, is absolutely paramount when it comes to having options, having flexibility, and literally being able to put your best, maybe your best tackle in Arionte Ursery at that left tackle position.
I'm with you. You took the words out of my mouth there at the end because I was going to say the alternative would be forcing Blake Fisher in there. Yeah. And I don't think people feel great about that idea right now. So Ed Ingram, to me, has been the biggest surprise on this offensive line, and maybe biggest surprise with this whole offense because, as I said yesterday, or maybe last week, whenever, I grew up a Vikings fan, so I still watch them every week along with the Texans and the rest of the league. And I watched all of Ed Ingram. He was bad. I mean, there was a reason why they were moving on from him, a second-round pick, after just a couple years. He got benched last year for Dalton Risner coming off of a back injury who had to change positions just to replace him. That's how desperate they were. And yet, he's looked really good to the point where, as you laid out, I mean, he's working his way into this starting lineup at the right guard, so much so that the Texans, at least for the time being, feel comfortable to slide Tytus Howard back to a tackle position and have a rookie starting at left tackle because that's their best iteration of this offensive line. He's been the biggest surprise. Maybe you'd say Andrews, but Andrews is still unproven in that he was injured last year, hasn't really been given an opportunity like he has now. We had seen Ingram as a starter, and he just couldn't cut it. So to see this growth, and maybe I'm overreacting to just training camp and preseason, but he looks vastly improved now than even a year ago when he lost his starting job. So not only is he the key, I'm with you, he's the linchpin, but I think he's just the biggest surprise, which has led to all of this. And then it would lead, for me, to not a very big surprise if Cam Robinson lost out on a spot and if they were to move on from him. I mean, there's a reason why he signed a one-year contract. We spent all offseason talking about the teams desperate for offensive line help. The Vikings remade their offensive line and moved on from him. The Bears didn't give him a sniff. You know, the Jaguars added some offensive linemen, didn't bring back Cam Robinson. Doug Marrone, his former coach in Cleveland, said no thanks. And he only signed a one-year contract, this guy who's, you know, been a veteran and a left tackle. So he was bottom 15 last year in sacks allowed and penalties for a tackle, similar to Laremy Tunsil with the penalties. But I just don't think Cam Robinson, I've been saying it all summer since they signed him, I don't think he's a good option to be your starting left tackle. I'd rather roll with Ursery and Tytus Howard at right tackle, and now at this point Ed Ingram at right guard. But I think this is the best version to this point that we've seen of this offensive line, and it doesn't include Cam Robinson. If you could get something for him before the start of the season, that'd be great. If you keep him for depth, you know, that could be good too, because obviously, as we know, you need a lot of offensive linemen typically to get through a season. But yeah, I do agree with your overall point of Ed Ingram being that linchpin, and for me being the biggest surprise.
Yeah, look, I just Nick Caserio today talking about the having five tackles. We're not having that conversation if Ed Ingram,
right,
and Jake Andrews, that interior offensive line isn't playing better. So look, I don't know if the Ed Ingram thing is going to hold up. I have no clue. I don't know if second round Juice Scruggs is going to come to some development or some level where they can trust him to play that guard position. My point is simple. The right guard position is the key to being able to have all of this flexibility at the tackle position, mm-hmm. right? And clearly, the priority is going to be Arriante Ursary, who has, again, the potential there. The other part of Arriante Ursary that's really, I mean, really fascinating to me is if D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley can make him work at left tackle. And it may not be difficult. Hell, it may be easy. Maybe what we're watching. Now, again, he got beat a couple of times in practice today on pass rush stuff. Hopefully Nick Caley schematically can help that and keep that from being a major problem if he does end up being a left tackle. But what's at stake here for me, man, is if we're reading this thing right and this kid starts at left tackle from jump, you not only have, when you end up having to pay C.J. Stroud, $60 million a year. You've now got a left tackle for the next 4 years. I guess after you pay C.J., it'll be the next 3 years.
God bless, brother.
On a rookie contract. But more importantly, you've got the guy in the driver's seat, the player, because I think when you look at Cole Popovich, I think he's got control of that O-line mentality and room. I don't think he's a guy that's going to let the standard slip and kind of let guys fall by the wayside. But from a player perspective, you've got Arriante Ursary in there who now can take this bull by the horns, right? It's hard. I don't care how much of an alpha a guy is, especially at that position. I don't care how good he is, you know, potentially. We may say, oh, boy, this is our future left tackle. And, boy, he's really wired the right way. It's just going to take some time for it to come out. Like, Arriante Ursary playing left tackle and playing a physical brand of it is going to put him in a position to where he can literally take over the offensive line room and the mentality in that room. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Again, going back to it, the overall point there is that right guard position is key. If they can't find a right guard, they're going to be strapped at tackle. Titus is going to have to go back. Ursary's going to have to go back to right tackle. Fisher's going to have to be at right tackle, whichever one of those can pan out. Cam Robinson's going to have to be your left tackle. We'll see what happens. I just think that is something fascinating. Keep an eye on it. In a time when we know they're going to have to fix the offensive line, to think that Ed Ingram could be the key to making it all make sense. And really, you go from having some – Luke, I'll be honest with you. You go from having some concerns. You know, if you got Titus at right guard, which I think he's a better guard than people give him credit for, right? But if I've got Titus at right guard – and I've got Fisher or Arriante Ursary, a rookie that couldn't work out at left tackle, battling at that right tackle position, you got to be concerned about that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
If this works out, I mean, I shouldn't say little. I guess you still got a little bit of concern inside with Lakin Tomlinson and Jake Andrews and Ed Ingram or Juice Scruggs, whoever it would be. Boy, but I just, for whatever reason, I feel a lot more comfortable with that lineup right there. Ed Ingram. All eyes are on you, my man.
Yeah, I think this is the best five right now that you compare on that offensive line. And again, don't want to overreact to preseason, but it looked pretty good. I mean, Blake Fisher was out there Saturday, but it looked a pretty good unit on Saturday, being able to get some push in the run game and allowing zero pressures in the passing game, at least according to Pro Football Focus. So the line looks good with this five. I also like the idea, as you mentioned with Titus Howard, I like the idea of just keeping guys where they are. I remember it was a similar conversation we were having at the start of the Astros, and it's like, well, why move this guy here if it's going to force another guy to move? It's easier to just keep people in their positions instead of making multiple moves, having to move two guys.
Yeah.
So I do like that idea of if Ed Ingram, who is a guard, can just be guard, and then Titus Howard can stay at a tackle, and you're not making all these different adjustments to guys on the offensive line. It's just simpler when you can keep them still in their same core position.
I'm with you 100% on that, Luke. I'll be honest with you. I struggle with the best five that we hear D'Amico and Nick talk about constantly.